This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tens of thousands of people are fleeing the city of Goma in eastern Congo, fearing another volcanic eruption by Mount Nyiragongo, which sent lava near the city last week. Traffic was jammed and pedestrians streamed through the streets, desperate to escape the impending danger. The regional military governor announced early Thursday a new eruption could occur at any moment. He ordered the evacuation of 10 of the 18 neighborhoods in the city of 2 million people. The center of Goma, which was spared when the volcano erupted last week, is now under threat, with activity being reported nearby. Residents were advised to carry very little and told not to return to their homes until advised by authorities. Mount Nyiragongo is one of the world's most active volcanoes, and it turned the sky's dark sky fiery red Saturday night as it sent streams of lava into villages on the outskirts of Goma, destroying more than 500 homes and resulting in the deaths of more than 32 people. Israel's recent barrage of deadly airstrikes on Gaza might be war crimes, the UN human rights chief said Thursday, adding she has seen no evidence the attacked buildings were used for military purposes. Michelle Bachelet voiced deep concern about the surge in deadly violence earlier this month between Israelis and Palestinians while addressing a special session of the United Nations Human Rights Council. Bachelet called on Hamas and all armed groups to refrain from the use of indiscriminate rockets and mortars, for which there must be accountability. She said there is no doubt that Israel has the right to defend its citizens and residents. However, Palestinians have rights too, the same rights. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.